What the fuck are you doing, Eddie? Where did you get this absurd amount of Bucky's Bieber nugget variations, Eddie? Like we talked about the fact that you've never had Bieber nuggets, and now you have all of the Bieber nuggets with you.
I feel like I'm the king of Bieber. I'm a believer.
What was the? It's not Bucky's, right? There's a different way of pronouncing it.
Boosie.
Boosie.
That means you're back. Boosie.
That looks like diabetes. Is that what? That's what that looks like. All of it.
There's so much of it right now.
Are we gonna do like a taste? Yes. A tasting here.
Yes.
So
this episode is brought to you by Bucky's.
People are complaining that they say that these episodes seem like infomercials. So let's.
Here's an infomercial for you.
It's a Boosie.
If you, yeah. Boosie. Let me see that Boosie boy. Boosie. So listen, guys, if you guys send us shit, you send it to the storefront, the Tactical Outfitters Sneak Reaper storefront. If you send us stuff, we'll try it. If you send us a furry costume too, we'll wear them.
No.
Yes, we will.
God damn it. You're putting us in. Okay, celestial.
So hold on. All right, so. Hold on. Oh God! Don't go in the flames. Hold on. Okay, so
watch. There's like actually live fire.
Okay. Here. Okay. All right.
What? So wait. We talked about the fact I've had Bucky's. I travel.
I've never been to a Bucky's.
I travel around a lot. And also, like I live in Texas, so I experience the Bucky's phenomenon a lot. Which is, if anybody's never experienced, it's not Bucky's, right? It's Boosie.
Let me see that Boosie boy. You got a nice boost.
So who sent all of these?
We have a friend named, his Instagram is otter_raft_bushcraft.
Otter raft bushcraft.
Eve Otterhead sent us a fucking plethora of Bieber nuggets.
This is what I've had before.
And you know, I've had something like this already.
This is what I've had before, and this is crack. Basically.
Yeah. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna try every single one.
No.
Yes, we're gonna open. We're gonna open one bag.
God damn it.
Of every single one, and we're gonna do product testing, or we're gonna do product review. So let's start off
with the
Let's start off with classic. Here, well, let's open just this one.
I'm just gonna.
Because all of this is going back with
these
you.
These are the classic Bieber nuggets. These I've had these before.
This is OG Bucky Nuggets.
Let's see. What are the brown sugar, caramel, corn syrup? Dude, this is diabetes in a
bag. Tastes so good. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see my. I've had these before. I mean, they're.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like, remember corn pops, the cereal? It's like corn pops.
This is a corn pop. This is a giant corn pop. I wonder if you can. Somebody's probably already.
Is that made with real corn? Like, is that an exploded corn or is it? I'm drinking water in between to clear my palate.
People have probably put this in a bowl and added milk to it, right?
Dude, we should go buy some milk right now.
Imagine this?
That's probably really good.
But it's also just, dude, it's a lot. That's a lot. Like, I could feel the sugar.
Yeah. I can feel my arteries clotting. All right. Now, this one. Is Bieber Nuggets sea salted caramel. So we had the OG. Now we're going to try the. Okay, if I wasn't.
We have some guests here. So everybody's going to get some. Obby's here. We have a few other guests here around us. So everybody's going to taste this.
Bucky's uses like industrial. God. That was not easy to open. Okay,
how is that? Do you like those nuggets? They're great.
Okay. So.
I mean, the classic Bieber nuggets to me are these are all I've had, and they're great. Again, a lot of sugar. I've been trying to cut down.
Well, these Bieber nuggets, sea salted caramel, these are a zero trans fat, and
zero trans fat.
Yeah, trans fat.
Okay,
zero trans fat. Oh, look at that big old nugget.
Nuggers.
Nuggers.
Nuggers, I said.
Okay.
Nuggers.
This actually looks like my asshole with all the hemorrhoids.
Oof. like an octopus that had his legs cut off.
They're actually like, gluten-free too.
There's no way that thing's gluten-free. Nothing from Buc-ee's are gluten-free.
Well, I think these are better.
I think they actually add gluten. Oh, they are gluten-free. I mean,
these are better, I think.
Really?
Yeah, dude, these are bomb. Way more flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's way better.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
I actually want another one.
Get your own.
All right. These so far are winning. All right. Next is Bold. All right. Buc-ee's Nuggets, Bold and sort of spicy.
I'll be the judge of sort of spicy.
Whoa, this one was much easier to open.
I think the spiciness is probably melting the glue in the packaging.
I don't know why I smelled it. I don't have no sense of smell. All right.
Did you lose your sense of smell too with the COVID?
Yeah.
Most of it is gone on my end too.
No, I can only smell like you got to put a candle like right in my nose.
Yeah, I smell the edges of things, and even taste has changed because of it.
I think my taste has stayed the same, but my smell is just gone. This is.
What is that, cheese? Oh, it's like a cheesy thing. It's like a Cheeto. It's like a spicy Cheeto made out of
these boozies. Are really good too. They're so it's like a spicy Cheeto, basically.
Huh.
But it's not like I don't like spicy stuff. That's why I said sort of spicy. It's pretty good though. Like it's like a.
I don't like these. No me gusta. It's like spicy, but it's like.
Okay, so we've done. Sea-salted caramel.
Sea-salted caramel, the classic.
Okay, white cheddar now.
Boosie's Bieber Nuggets.
The white cheddar adds no artificial flavors or colors, low cholesterol, and it's gluten-free.
This gluten-free thing is, like, really surprising to me. I think everything would, I would add gluten.
Is that a real thing? Is like, gluten, like, is gluten bad for you?
There are people that can't process it, basically, and they'll get horribly sick. And it, apparently it is bad for you. What is that? What's going on there? What do you think about those?
Honestly, these are all really good. Like, I haven't had one that doesn't hit.
This is white cheddar?
Mm-hmm.
Blanco food. Uh-huh. Blanco food.
Mm-hmm.
White people know how to have snacks are good.
Those are pretty good. Mm. So far, none of them are not good to me.
I don't like the spicy ones. Pass on those.
Even those are okay. Oh, shit. We have another one.
What do you mean? No, we already had the caramel ones, right?
Bold, sort of spicy. Let me see.
Cinnamon sweet. We've had
them. My God. We haven't had these. And we haven't. Oh, we did do these already.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Cinnamon sweet.
I like the. I'm personally. The cheddar, if you like salty, the cheddar ones are great. Spicy ones are not that great.
Oh, these ones smell like Christmas.
What's Christmas? Like, Christmas to me?
Excuse me.
Christmas?
Yeah, they smell like Christmas, like cinnamony.
Mm, you have different Christmases where you're from. Christmas on my end smell like.
You put cinnamon in champurrado or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but Christmas to me smell like menthols because my grandmother, we used to have Christmas with my grandmother, and it was always like smelling like menthol cigarettes. It smells like Christmas.
You look pretty good.
Oh,
I like these.
These taste like churros. That's what this tastes like. They taste like churros.
They do.
Yay. Hey, Boosies, it tastes like churros. Change the name to churro. And you,
Beaver Nugget summer. Churro flavor.
Huh. Well, I'm starting to feel the lack of sensitivity on my toes because of the diabetes.
The swollenness. All right. So these are bold and more sort of spicy. And these are cinnamon sweet. All right. So now this may be a little controversial.
Why? What is this? That doesn't look like Boosie's.
This is not Beaver Nuggets. This is instead Sour Power Candy Belts, a.k.a. Gay Bacon, is what was written on it.
Wait, that's not the official name of these.
I don't know if it is or not.
Let me see.
It looks like it was used on a marker, though.
Yeah. Quattro Sour Power Candy Belts. And somebody put, with a marker, Gay Bacon on
it. If you read that, because of the exclamation marks, it's Gay Bacon!
Gay bacon.
Because you got to like double exclamation mark it.
Nothing. Not that there's anything wrong with bacon.
It's just because it's rainbow, and that's the pride. It could be pride bacon,
which we're about to.
It's like candy bacon.
Here you go.
All right.
I am definitely an ally of whatever this is. Let's see. Ready? But you have to. That's the way.
Okay.
Oh. Oh God, that's a lot of sugar. Mm. I'm gay for this. Whatever this is. God, that's a lot of sugar, dude. That's pure sugar. What the fuck? I'm gonna go all the way in the back. What is the gay baking effect?
Oh my God.
Oh, it's transforming you.
Oh my God.
What? Wait.
I felt
wait.
My whole body change.
Wait.
I felt like I all of a sudden.
What guy at DEF CON? You're not going
to
get out of that.
Remember the guy with the balls? Remember with the D's nuts guy? Listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
Dude, all of a sudden, all I wanted to listen to was Barbra Streisand. And
is that what you consider like Barbra Streisand would be? I don't know. I think I would listen to George Michaels.
Ooh.
I think I'm done with the sofa. I think Michaels. I'm done with the hog. I think I'm done with the kitchen table, baby.
George Michaels is a good looking guy.
Let's go outside in the sunshine. Dude, if you haven't seen that video, best video. George Michaels was arrested in a public bathroom, I think, somewhere in LA.
For what?
He was doing stuff in a public bathroom and he was arrested unjustly, is what he says.
Mm.
Probably doing, yeah.
You think Prince was gay?
I think it was irrelevant. He probably, but it didn't matter. You know, he was still more of a man. Prince than was most a
gangster.
Of us.
Either way, Prince was a gangster.
Let's Go Outside, I think, is the name of the song. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like, check out that video. It is a very homoerotic video, and it's funny because the context. He was bitter at the LAPDs because they
targeted him
for his, because he was gay. So he made the whole LAPD gay in his video.
Amazing. I always considered it a huge compliment whenever a gay man would hit on me because, I'll tell you why, because...
It's not easy.
No, because look at, all of my gay friends are very well dressers. Mm. They are, all of them are pretty handsome dudes. So they know style, they know handsome, and they hear people, other dudes are hitting on me, I'm like, I still got it, right?
I mean, yeah.
So imagine going to a gay bar and no dudes hit on you. That means you're fucking ugly then, apparently. And if you're not like...
When you were hit on,
yeah.
What were they looking at? What was the...
Definitely not the bulge area. I mean, I'll tell you that much. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. I don't know. And I was fat back then too. So like,
man, they looked at you. You were probably a bear to them.
Oh, probably
like a furry man.
I think I'm more like a wolf now. I think because that's another thing I learned too. I have a friend. This dude Caesar. We went on a cruise one time with all of our friends and stuff. And there's a
what
whole
type of cruise?
Oh, bullshit Ensenada cruise, like booze cruise. Fucking hate those things. But anyways,
it wasn't a fabulous cruise.
No, but there's some of the pictures that we took. Maybe I'll post them on Instagram. They're fucking fabulous, like fabulous. I got to find them on my phone. But there are different. So in like in the gay community, there is like. There's different animals for like obviously you know about the bear.
Yeah, the
so it would be like a big like a bear would be like a larger gay like more hairy man. They have wolves, which would be probably what I would be considered because they're usually older, I think. I could be getting this wrong, but there's like wolves would be older, like probably salt and pepper.
Would George Clooney be like a wolf?
Yeah, he's old enough to. I think he would be a wolf. Then you have like otters,
like beaver, like buck, boosies,
like boosies. But otters are usually the younger ones, no facial hair, like that.
Like a femboy?
No, not femboy. Just like a young man. Just a young
I'm very
man.
Confused.
And then so otter,
you know
wolf
a lot about this
otter wolf bear.
You know a lot about this. And not, that's not an accusation, but you know a lot about this.
Dude, like I wish I hung out with this guy more, Caesar. He's the most fun guy. Like if you you will have way more fun in a gay club than you will a straight club. 100%. I'm more times than not, I'm usually, I wish this wasn't the case, but I'm like 50% of the, like, I just got kicked out of that casino for fighting. Like, it's like 50% of the time you go to a club and you're probably going to fight. Go to a gay club. Like, my wife loves to dance and stuff. You go to a gay club, she can dance. You know, the guys ain't fucking, they just want to dance too. So it's like, it's the most coolest chill time. Maybe you're getting hit on. They're funny too. Like,
and then, and in any of those points when you've been hit on,
I wish I was gay.
Okay.
Cause it seems like they have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I'm not, but I wish I was.
Yeah. I have some friends as well. And they're seem like that. They're called gay. I mean, they're having a fabulous time.
Yeah. They're gay means happy, right?
I think. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Lucky. They're lucky.
Yeah. I mean, for me, they always have money because they don't have, you know, there's no usually no kids there. So, you know,
yeah, I would say they're usually,
and also it's like two, if it's two dudes, I mean, there's, you know, they go out. It's like they're teaming up, like something happens, like, you know, it's like,
what is she? I don't know. I like your hand movement too. We're teaming up. Yeah, come on, boys.
No, nah, I mean, just think about it. You run into trouble in the street with your wife and you're like, stand back, honey. You know, be in the back.
Oh, yeah.
But they are like, nah, dude. They're like, you know.
We're both fighting.
Both of us are going to have to take both of us off.
Yeah, but there's still like the more, there is, I'm sure, situations like that, but there's also like feminine.
There was a surprising number of people of that persuasion in the armed services and in the police area that I've met over the years. And
it's even usually in Mexico.
Yeah.
Really?
It's usually the active part of that equation. They're kind of like undercover and you see them all. Yeah.
Are they open about it?
When they have enough confidence in you, I think.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
There's Mexico still has a lot of,
did you ever have anybody that you in your previous employment that, like in your unit, did you have anybody that was?
Yeah. Yeah. A few.
Really?
Yeah. And always, and usually in leadership positions.
Really?
Because they were, you know, they had the shit straight, which is funny. Yeah. they had the shit straight. There's something about that lifestyle that provides less distraction. I'm not saying that women are, that absorb all of our attention and that provide us with like different, I don't know.
Nutrients.
No, like distractions, but some of these guys were like solid square, like let's go to war, dudes. But then we would go out and it would be mysterious that they were the ones that didn't pick up anybody. They wouldn't be about the girls or they would always have the same girl with them.
Were they ever the ones that would shout out, "Encuérdalo!"
No.
No?
Okay. So, well, maybe. Encuéralo is something like whenever they lynch somebody in Mexico, there's always somebody in the crowd that yells Encuéralo, which basically means get him naked. And it's always there's always.
Do you think that person maybe has some like weird tendencies?
Probably. Probably. It's somebody that never participates in a lynching. He's always in the background and he's always just adding ideas. Encuéralo. Or like, bring gasoline. He's always adding ideas into it.
But then he doesn't go and get it.
No. Fuck them.
Instigator. He's like Salacious Crumb.
Yeah. There's always there's always that one guy in the crowd that just fucking yells some shit out.
Oh, by the way, he also sent you this iron-on patch.
Oh, cool.
Boosies.
I could now wear my Boosie pride everywhere. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Here you go. You're going to have to help me out attaching that to myself.
That's like, so oddly enough, I've kind of like did some research in like just brand.
On Boosies?
I've done some research on Boosies.
Buckies.
Buckies. Yes.
Maybe we're saying, I've just been repeating that word because.
I think Boosies is the slang for what I kind of mumbled earlier.
What, have we been saying that word many times over?
Yes. What about Throw Tusi? Oh, I can't say that right now.
Holy crap. I don't even want to. I bet so people,
maybe we'll mask up the accountant and have him describe.
I've been learning slang words like a child.
They have a lot of them in Florida.
Every time I travel, I learn something new. Like last time we were in Florida, I learned about that you're not supposed to say buckies, you're supposed to say boosies. And everybody was around me just trying to convince me to pronounce it boosies. And I'm like, why? And everybody kept laughing. And I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm un pendejo. You're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing up here.
But it is buckies.
It's buckies.
Yeah. But they are, I don't know what they've done over the last 10 years, but they have like really built a good brand. Like, good luck finding somebody who talks shit about buckies.
You know,
it's like become like this.
Have you seen the Buckies ISIS flags that they
have? Well, no. Are you serious?
They have like a Buckies flag and it has like Arabic written on it. It looks like an ISIS flag, but it's Buckies. Dude, I want one. If somebody knows where to get one, like let us know. Like,
wow.
But it's not, I have no idea what it's written
that's
on there
crazy
in Arabic.
That we would be such, we're fans of the brand because it's like, they've done so well. Like whatever.
I mean, once you go to one of those stores, like I did, I walked in there.
I haven't been to one yet. So
it's
like your first time going into Toys R Us, maybe. Remember like how your mind's just like, you're like, holy shit.
Or it's like, you want a knife? You want a cowboy hat? You want
it's like beaver? Are they truck stops? Like, cause like truck stops have a lot of stuff.
But they're like ginormous fucking stores. Huh. Just get lost in there. You want a walking stick that looks like Gandalf's stick for some reason? They sell it there. You want a fan, like a hat that has fans on it?
How come we don't have Buc-ee's like in California?
So I don't know. I learned about them. I think Oklahoma is the first Buc-ee's I went to. Somebody took me to a Buc-ee's in Oklahoma, and I was mind was blown.
They originate in Texas? Is it a Texas
thing?
I think
so. I've seen them in Texas. I've been to a bunch of them in Texas, but the first time I went to one was in Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember walking in there and just like,
we were going to go to
the one in Florida.
Well, it's not in Florida, I don't believe. I think we were going to go to Alabama. We were going to drive into Alabama from Florida. And
just for Buc-ee's experience.
Yeah, dude, it was like an hour and a half. And I was like, I was down to do it. But everybody, like, that was when your concussion started kicking in.
Concussions are no joke. I'm at month 3 of my recovery. Dude, I'm still wrong.
Damn.
Concussions apparently they get worse each time, I guess. But even
how many do you think you've had? If you had to guess.
I mean, how many times I've been hit in the head and then gotten unconscious more momentarily? 11 times at least. Something like that, 10, 11 times, I don't know.
Your skull has like band-aids, just like,
dude, just some
it's like
of them.
Mush.
And it's not me like, hey, like I'm a bad dude, I'm an idiot. And I have my depth perception is pretty bad. So some of them have been complete negligence on my part. Like I remember hitting my head on this fucking metal bench. I dropped something and I just fucking kneeled down and grabbed something for like it was one of those flashlights that you could screw on like a bezel on them.
Oh yeah.
When these first came out. Mm-hmm. But the stupid bezel kept like fucking coming off my flashlight.
Yeah.
So I dropped it and it rolled under a bench.
Oh shit.
So I grabbed it. I kneeled down and grabbed it. And as soon as I raised my head, and I just remember like, and then waking up.
God
really
damn,
quick.
It fully knocked you out.
Fucking. That's stupidity. That's nothing else.
When did you have to start wearing glasses?
Probably at 26.
Did you
26, 27.
Did you ever notice or correlate?
So those hits would like, I mean, sleep disturbances, vertigo, weird vertigo every now and then, depression. Like weird cycles of depression that were like, hey, why do I feel like shit all of a sudden? But again, this is There's no roadmaps. There's nobody explaining to me what like a concussion is, like a level 3 concussion is. Like I have nothing. It's just like, hey, I hit myself. Somebody hit me with an aluminum baseball bat once. And God. I woke up in the back of a Trailblazer. And like, what happened? Oh, somebody hit you with a bat, but you're here. You're okay. You're fine. Oh, okay. And it's just and like,
imagine the sound. Did it crack your skull?
I don't, and it didn't crack my skull.
Did you even go and get an x-ray or an MRI or anything?
No.
Hell yeah.
No, they took, they put me in the back of a car while I gathered myself. And then I remember just like being kind of conscious about what happened. And then looking at my hands and feeling them really like cold tingling, and clammy, baby. And tingly. Yeah. Like clammy. And then, like, they asked me, like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, just like when we were, what happened after I woke up from the fucking car accident rollover thing?
You're like, I'm fine.
I'm fine. And also what? I kicked the fucking door open and immediately left adrenaline. The car to try and figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
Exactly the same reaction. And it's dumb. Dude, if you ever get hit in the head and you fucking lose consciousness, dude, go to the hospital, get yourself checked out. It's not a good.
I wanted to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of our Patreon members for their generous support. It's the only way we can bring some of these amazing people behind the microphone and have some of these amazing Midnight of the Soul conversations for you guys. If you're not already a part of the Patreon community, please consider joining us. We have our giant online training catalog for you guys to have access to, as well as some exclusive Sneak Reaper Industries merch drops for you guys at the Dead Drop tier. I would also like to thank the company Sneak Reaper Industries, one of our main supporters and a company that provides some of the most amazing urban wear, survival specific, and cutlery out there. Your support not only makes this show possible, but also supports some of the charities that we run, including the Fighter's Kitchen out of Puerto Escondido, where we're supporting some up-and-coming fighters under the tutelage of Eddie Farrell. Thank you for your support, and again, please consider joining us on the Patreon. And now back to the show.
I noticed, so I had perfect 20/20 vision up until, let's see, when I noticed right around my brown belt in jiu-jitsu, where just being more rough in jiu-jitsu, I would go after I was done with the class, I couldn't see my phone. And then actually it was probably before brown belt, because I had also been doing Muay Thai. And once Muay Thai started getting really heavy for me, and just like sparring was getting like pretty more rough, like my vision like decreased.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think just the punches to the head, my vision like didn't, like you could tell an immediate decrease in.
There are, and again, like me researching all this shit later and like talking to actual specialists and doctors and stuff like that, there's like a correlation between that and depression and cycles of depression. You lose things, cognitive shit happens, sleep disturbances. If you have some sort of pre-existing condition, I mean, like I was diagnosed with ADHD like in my late 30s. So like, it's like, oh, that underneath everything else is like, fuck, it's just stupid damage, dude. You know, when you're young and stupid and you're like, ah, fucking helmets are gay, you know, and then you fucking hit your helmet. I was skateboarded. Like one of the times I went unconscious was when I was skateboarding. Dude,
that board slips under you and you go head first on the back there. That's rough.
Yeah.
That is rough.
A friend of mine who still skateboards, younger guy, Javi is his name. Shout out to Javi. Wet on TikTok, I think he goes by. He's a semi-famous skateboarder here in TJ. He got concussed like severely. He lost hearing in one of his ears after that concussion. Like he just fell on his head. It is not anything related to head injuries should be checked out. Like don't leave that shit lingering.
I tried to get you to go get checked out the same time as me in Florida.
I mean, I remember being there and I'm like, I'm fine. I felt fine. You know?
It's probably the adrenaline dump.
I felt fine, and I remember seeing you on the gurney in the hospital, and I'm like, God damn, Eddie, fuck. And the doctor saying, like, yeah, you're just like, hey, you're just gonna put this here, and you're fine, and, like, we're just gonna check out your neck and put this. Like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I wasn't scathed. And I remember on the, we were driving back to the place we were staying at, and I started feeling the...
Yep, the dump, like, the adrenaline dump was probably gone.
Yeah.
You know why I think he let you guys in too? Because he had took my gun, he took my phone, he took all my shit, right?
You were too full, yeah.
Yeah, but I still had my watch on. So I was like, oh, fuck, I got to take a picture of how stupid I look in this gurney with a C-collar, right? So I had taken off my Apple Watch, and I was like trying to take a picture with your fucking of myself watch. With the Apple Watch. But my neck was too stiff, and I know he was, the male nurse was like sitting at the...
cool as fuck, whatever his name was, cool as fuck guy.
So I'm like trying to take a picture with my watch, and then shortly afterwards, I think he knew what I was doing. So that's when he called you guys in, and then we started taking stupid pictures. Idiots. can't let a good opportunity go to waste.
On the way back, we were stranded on the tarmac for a bit. And remember,
yeah,
like 5 hours or some shit like that.
It was
2 hours on the tarmac. They were stuck, and then
we were legit on the tarmac for almost 2 hours, like because of the lightning.
And I thought you thought I was taking a nap.
Yeah, I just thought you were like, because you actually can sleep pretty easily on a plane. I cannot do it.
I was unconscious.
I should have checked for breathing. Fuck.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder, like, on planes, how far? I'm sure I could easily Google this, but I wonder how, like, it's probably the stewardess or the, what is a male stewardess? Is it
I think they're flight attendants.
Flight attendants.
I think they're flight attendants.
God, I'm dated, huh?
I mean, so, I'm new here and I'm still.
Flight attendants.
Flight attendants.
What do you think? They probably just give them like AED medical, like, here, this is how you use an AED and this is how you do CPR. That's probably about it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I've flown a shit ton in my recent life just because of all the travel I do in the U.S., and I've gotten like medical emergencies on the plane. So I gotten to see like, is like
what happens. I can't.
Usually if it's like, I remember there was this one lady pretty on the, probably in her 70s. Mm-hmm. She started having some heart issues and the flight attendants didn't know what the fuck to do.
Fuck.
So the captain said like, hey, is there a doctor on the plane? And three people stood up and it was like the funniest.
They're
fucking
all
thing.
Mathematicians.
Well, like three people stood up, and it was funny how it was just, it became like a, you know, they started eliminating each other. Like one of them was a nurse, and like, right. We don't need you.
Yeah, and then, I mean, maybe,
but it like some sort of like assisted like home nurse.
Oh, CNA. Yeah.
So like, then there was a doctor, but he was like some sort of like, I don't know. And a cardiologist. So the cardiologist immediately like, you stay, you're fine. There's too much people here in the aisle.
Yeah.
So, there's not a lot you can do on a fucking plane that way.
No, I think with a heart attack, like if it's looking like heart attack, probably get the AED. And I think you can give them, I think you're supposed to give them like baby aspirin. If I can recall, like if that's all
blood
you got,
some sort of blood thinner.
Yeah, and then like, they're literally not supposed to move at all. Like you're like, they're not even supposed to like go. Like I think what I was told, if I remember correctly, like if you are having a heart attack, go find a place to fucking sit down, you know, call 911. And if it doesn't take a lot of movement, like baby aspirin or something,
just take aspirin.
And then, and then just fucking like use as little effort and just wait there for, you know. But
flights are fucking, it's a weird being in a tube.
You think
the
they
sky.
Would, you, I guess, no, that would be too hard. Like how would you get flight attendants like EMT certified? That would be too hard.
It's too much. And they probably have unions and shit like that. Be like, why are we learning all that? I don't know. I've seen some pretty, I've seen some of them do like flight training.
Really?
Yeah. We had a group of flight attendants from, I can't say which airline, but we had a group of flight attendants actually come to a
Blizzard Spirit
hand-to-hand. I don't know. I can't say. Well, we had a group of flight attendants come to a hand-to-hand type event. I wasn't the instructor. I was helping somebody else out. But they were like trying to fucking fight on planes, which is...
That seems fun. Like, have you seen the car jitsu stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. This was, I mean, they were trying to show them things, but you know, you can't show somebody how to become a proficient fighter, specifically to fight a full grown male. If you are somebody that's just coming in for a weekend type training thing, I mean, you could show them things that are going to make them feel safer, I guess, but you know, realistically, when I was seeing it, I'm like, man, hopefully nobody goes.
I'd maybe teach them maybe a rear naked choke, kick or something like that. That's about it. I don't know what
I show them how to make Prusik knots and how to fucking tie people up in a plane, and I showed them how
smash them in between the carts if they're in the middle.
Some of the flight attendants now carry around restraints on planes. Hmm. Like restraining somebody on a plane is a thing that they
what do they use?
Zip ties sometimes. Hmm. Sometimes a seatbelt itself. Sometimes they improvise restraints, like many things. So that's like a thing.
And you have jumped in once, you said, with a crazy person or something.
I had a connecting flight. I was flying from Denver to LA, and while we were flying out of Denver, we achieved,
cruising
altitude. And I stood up and went to the bathroom. And before I got to the bathroom, there was a flight attendant knocking on the door, on the bathroom door. And I was like, cabrón, like, what's going on? And this dude comes out of the bathroom, like, in a hurry, pushes the flight attendant to the side. And there's like some sort of alarm had gone off in the bathroom, like a smoke alarm. Mm. This dude was vaping in there, probably. Mm. Is I think what. So there's this, like, some people vape in the bathroom. And they will flush and blow the vaping smoke into the toilet while they're flushing. Like, so the vape goes out, but that's not enough sometimes, and the alarm goes off. So he probably did something like that.
Panicked.
He pushes the flight attendant to the side, and then he pushes towards me, and I, you know, he wasn't a big dude. He was this, and I grabbed him. I grabbed him like as he passed.
Was he like in a hurry?
He was like, it's fine. Nothing's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Just flailing arms. And when he passed by me, I grabbed him, and he moved the flight attendant aside. So there was like already.
Like aggressively?
Yeah. And the other male flight attendant was on his way. So I grabbed him as he passed by, like, hey, like, what's going on type thing. Because automatically, like, dude, somebody pushes by you. You're like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, the other flight attendant grabbed him, and he looked at me like, hey, help me, you know, and they fucking set him down. So everybody got put in their seats. The captain came out, and they turned the fucking plane around.
Oh, fuck.
Nobody on that plane was happy, including myself. And then I found myself, the captain walked back and talk to me. It's like, hey, were you the one behind the flight attendant when this happened? Yeah. Can you make, like, would you be willing to make a statement?
And he's like, will you be willing to say that this bag of coke was his?
God damn it. Fuck. Nah, they just wanted me to give a statement of some sort. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to talk to anybody. It felt like I do.
Yeah.
I don't, shit like that freaks me out. So I had to talk to somebody. Eventually they did some sort of investigation. I had to talk to somebody on their side and kind of do my testimony, I guess, or whatever. They gave me some miles, I guess, for my testimony.
Whippy!
Yay! but it was, they turned the fucking plane around, and they had to take him off the plane. Homeland Security agents were there waiting for him.
No air marshal then on that flight?
No air marshal on that flight.
Do you ever feel like you can pick him out? Like, who they are? Or do you even try to look? Like,
I mean, I see people sometimes, you know. If you go on a plane and they're not on, and the people aren't on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, that's good way to kind of check out who's
that
who,
would
I
be
guess.
A sucky ass job.
Yeah.
Like, this is embarrassing. But I just ordered, and I got it in yesterday, a cushion for airplanes. The seats, I don't care what airline you sit on, they're like rocks. My tailbone is wrecked from as much as we've been flying and stuff.
Welcome to my world, dude. I live on planes.
We need to order you one of them. Would you bring, it's like foldable. So look at it.
So I have a neck cushion.
Yes. Now we'll get you an ass cushion too. But this one like folds in half. This one folds in half and it looks like a little carrying case. So it doesn't look like you're bringing a full like hemorrhoid cushion. So like, that's why I ordered this one. So I was like, oh, put it down flat and like.
Inflate it.
No, you don't got to inflate it. It's memory foam.
Oh.
Dude.
That's too much, man.
Mexican airlines have the worst seats. They have never replaced the seat cushions.
Yeah. Mexican airlines have seats from the 70s.
Dude, and no TV, like, and it's nowhere to charge your phone, and the seats do not recline. So the whole time you're like, let me take this 4-hour flight. This is great. Like, it's.
And if they cancel or miss your flight, you have to exit the airport with all your luggage and go back through again.
I wonder if. Have you ever experienced in Mexico, if they cancel the flight, will they get you on another flight? Or is it like, sorry.
It's hit or miss. I've had flights canceled and they're like, oh, here's a voucher.
Oh.
And here's like a voucher for this hotel.
It expires tomorrow
and shit like that. And then like, here's this flight in the next, like tomorrow at night, you know, or some shit like that.
Well, at least they get you another flight.
Sometimes. Wow. Sometimes, not always.
They had zero fucks in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Like they,
Mexico City Airport is, JFK Airport. I have no fucking clue how that airport fucking works. Dude, it's the only time I've ever done a Home Alone. You know what a Home Alone is? When you run through the airport?
Was it the time where I dropped you off? And you had to pee too, and you were late?
I had to pee, and I was late for that flight. And they kept like rerouting us as we were trying to go through because there was a bunch of road work in this giant knot of a fucking road. I got there, I think, 2 or 3 minutes before they closed that gate. Fucking mess. I had to run. I remember through the line, I kept showing people, hey, can I, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, they
at least they were cool.
They're cool about it, but still, it was like, ah, damn.
I hate when you're in that position where you're like, you're desperate and you gotta fucking ask. Dude. But like, that was the only way. You weren't gonna make your flight unless
there's no way. And I remember just being.
You didn't even have TSA pre-check, I don't think, at that
fuck
time.
Fuck no.
So you had to like.
Yeah, I had to beg.
Yeah.
I had to beg. And as I don't have the physicality of somebody that gets a lot of chances and gets a lot of like free, like they would be like, you know, I'm brown and older, and I'm a dude. Yeah. So like, I got a bunch of like, oh, like that. I got a lot of that. And
did you go pee first, or did you run in and go pee?
Fuck. I went on the plane, and before I got sat down, I like went into the bathroom and peed. Okay. And then I just got out.
You're probably at the point where it's like burning. You're like, oh my God, my stomach hurts.
Dude, it was burned. Like, I remember I had a giant cup of coffee.
You were in the car, you were like, I'm just going to pee my pants. And I'm like, dude, you can't.
I've done it before. I've pissed my pants before many times. Pissing pants in public and shitting yourself in public.
That's probably why we should go to a furry convention and get those diapers.
Well.
Have one in our backpacks.
Yeah, if you fart, they'll remember you for the day. And if you shit your pants, they'll remember you for your lifetime, right? Have you ever shit your pants in public?
Shitting, actual full-on shitting. I've shatted where
sharted.
It's never gone to the underwear.
Yeah,
where I was like, ooh, I got to clench and use the restroom. But one time, like in my young 20s, I was really sick. I remember I was in bed. I coughed, sneezed, and farted at the same time, and popo came out. Like, and I remember just thinking, like, oh, I'm a fucking mess, and like went and took a shower, and like just
I remember I went on a date when I was I was 23, right? Okay. I was feral as fuck.
Yes.
Feral as fuck. I took this girl out and we went to this cafe. Uh-huh. Like it's this cafe on the ocean, you know? Uh-huh. Cool place. I ordered a Oreo cookie frappe, right? This was my mistake. I had exposure to blood and guts, and they gave me a full spectrum antibiotic and antiviral thing treatment because of my exposure to it. Like, while I got, you know, like, I don't know what fell on me.
Yeah.
And when you get antibiotics and shit, like, it kills your gut flora.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever
bacteria you have
to digest, like, lactose,
yeah,
is gone.
Yeah,
I didn't know any of this, and I'm like, it's like I've been working for like months on end, and I have this time, and I'm going on this day, so I drank this.
It's all,
you know, and I'm being all romantic, you know, like, hey, let's go, like, this is fun. We're on the beach. It's cold. Like, get in the car, and all of us. I remember just being in the car and just when you feel the bubble.
Oh no.
Right. And you want to talk about like ab exercises. Like, I'm doing ab exercises, core exercises, and also I'm exercising.
Dude, logs you can hold, but diarrhea you can't hold at all.
There's many terminologies that we have in Mexico for the anus, the star of 1,000 points, the clown eye, the fist full of rubber bands, the baloney knot. My sphincter was like,
oh, and also
there's a girl there, right? And there's I'm trying to, oh shit,
you're sweating at this point.
And also, this is Mexico's, like, how many public bathrooms do we have access to in Mexico?
Nowhere. You got to go into a, you have to go, I mean,
you have to go to a restaurant. You have to go to a restaurant.
It's the same in the United States.
So I'm on the toll road between.
Oh Lord!
So there's nothing. There's nothing. There's the ocean on one side, and there's like fucking field on the other.
And this is a first date.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So like, at least if you're a couple of dates in, you could be like, hey, look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shit myself.
No.
Like, so
no,
at least you could pull over on the toll road and just be like, But you can't do that on first date.
So we're driving to this party, and. And we're driving to this party thing, and I'm fighting with everything in me to keep this liquid filth inside of me.
Oh my God.
And also
is she trying to talk to you too at this point?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And all you can do is like concentrate.
She's talking about like her musical taste and like how she'd buy.
And you're like, you're like beating your feet on the ground. You're like,
I'm
driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been on a luge? Have you seen like one?
Yes.
Where they're like,
you're posturing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to use the car seat to seal myself somehow. God. And, so we get, and I have the lip sweat.
Oh yeah.
And like, I could feel some of it here. And obviously
I'm getting anxiety
we at some point in our evolutionary past, we probably had a tail, you know, that all of that area is sweaty,
and you're probably having where like, it seized up for a moment. Oh, it's ramping up again.
Where it's like what you feel like, oh, it's retracting. It's going back. Ah, but then I was like,
it's way worse now.
Well, and that's a fucking horrible story.
So you get to the house.
So we get to this house party thing, and she's like, "Hey, they're gonna meet us there. Like, cool." And I said, "Hey, I gotta make like a phone call. Oh, you can call from inside. No, like I don't want to show up. But like, let's park the car. Let's go inside, and you can make the call after." And I'm trying to explain, "No, it's an emergency call." And she's like, "What type of emergency?" She gets all suspicious. About this fucking call, I'm trying to make a fucking phone call. Like, I'm not saying that, but I need to make a call for work. I just remembered. It's like, why all of a sudden? And now,
should have just been like, listen, like, I gotta take a shit, lady.
This is what happened. We stopped where we were gonna stop at this house.
She's like, you forgot your phone. Shut up. No,
and she's like, okay, I'll meet you inside. Good luck with whoever you're calling.
Oh,
shuts the door, goes into that place, and
toxic.
Yeah, and then as soon as she leaves, I'm like, I'm not gonna I'm not going to pursue her. Right. And she's like looking back at me, like maybe thinking like, hey, it's like, wait, I'm not doing any of that. Uh-huh. I'm in the car holding onto the steering wheel, looking forward. As soon as she goes into the house, I'm like, open the door. And I'm like thinking, you know, the door could be like a cover. All I have to do is just like,
why didn't you just run into the house and take a poop?
I don't know these people.
Who cares? It's a toilet.
I don't.
And right now
I would have to show up and say, hey, what's going on? My name's this so-and-so and my sphincter is, I have no strength.
And
I have no strength anymore.
And two, now your butthole knows that you're close to a toilet it wants to go.
So I'm in my mind, I'm like, I'll open the door sideways. I like take an Israeli security, do this whole thing. I'm just looking around and see nobody. I open the door and I'm saying, I'm just going to open the door, grab the door and look and just drop pants.
Oh my God.
This is where I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
As soon as I put both of my feet on the ground, it goes. It just goes.
Oh, and you don't have your pants down?
No.
Oh my God.
I couldn't do it. I didn't have enough
strength to hold it.
Put your finger like this. This was the amount of strength I had.
So it'd be loose.
It was. It's just poured down.
Oh, down your legs. So what did you do?
I pulled out a trash bag that I always carry in my backpack.
In case you shit your pants.
In case.
It's just like every guy that brings survival, like weight. Why is it that when we pack our clothing, we pack like six extra pairs of underwear for like that chance we shit our pants?
I shit my pants, Eddie. I shit my pants. So
what did she do? What happened with this girl?
I was holding onto the door and I'm like, one of the moments where it's just, I'm just shitting.
Pours out.
It just, and I'm just like, I shit my pants, right? Can't believe I'm telling this fucking story. I shit my pants and I open up my backpack and I pull out I always carry a trash bag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're useful for shit. A trash bag is useful for like survival shit, whatever.
Yeah. Putting your shit-filled clothes.
So I'm like, should I just get naked here? Because I don't have a change of clothes, by the way. Like, this is like, I'm not planning on a sleepover. I have a backpack, but I don't have a change of clothes there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, should I take off my clothes and wipe myself off and just drive like Winnie the Pooh with just a t-shirt on?
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh. Literally, Winnie the Pooh.
Or should I just drive with my shitty...
So at this point, you're like, I'm leaving this bitch here.
I put the trash bag on the seat.
Uh-huh.
I go in there and just like slowly squish my ass down.
Oh, Lord.
I start the car and I fucking drive to the hotel that I'm staying at.
And you never talked to her again? Did you call her?
Never, ever. Talk to her again.
Oh my God.
After this.
Was she hot?
Doesn't matter.
Shit.
Did
she try to get a hold of you? Like, hey, motherfucker.
I was embarrassed. Like, fuck. I got to the hotel, the room I was staying in, I had to go through the lobby and take an elevator. So I was like, and I would stop because I would see people in the elevator and I'll be like, wait, you know?
I would have taken the stairs.
Dude, there was no stairs. This is one of those hotels that tries to keep people out, you know? Yeah. So I was like, people. And then I would like be in the, then I got into the elevator. And
you see somebody coming. You're like, they're like, can you hold the elevator? Fuck you.
I got to the room and just with all of my clothing on, I just went into the shower.
Oh.
My shoes and everything, because was everything had everything. Dude, it was bad. I just dumped shampoo on my clothes and just, you know, tried my best to salvage whatever the fuck that was. I threw away most of that.
Is this the first time you've told this story publicly?
Yeah, It's a pretty man, horrible story.
This should be like a Patreon exclusive.
But it's an honest story. But that experience. It's not the.
I'm nervous. Like I'm like sweaty palms.
It's fucking horrible, man. That's. The trash bag idea came from a friend of mine named Jaramillo. Jaramillo was a dude that used to work with me, dude. Amazing ninja of a guy. he carried a trash bag with him, but I like he had a superpower. He could shit anywhere.
That was a shit bag.
But I didn't know. So one day we stop at this there's a fishing town called Erendida. It is like 3-4 hours away from Ensenada South. Mm-hmm. And we were down there working. And we're both shitting our pants at this point. We're driving down there. We have to get there before the we're doing executive protection shit. So somebody's going to fly and land there, so we have to be there before they land. So we're fucking just driving like madmen to get there. And we stop at this gas station. This Hills Have Eyes Mexico edition gas station. It is a Bemex station, and there's bathrooms there, but there's like bathrooms that they forgotten by time, you know? Okay. I run into one of the bathrooms, open the door, and the toilet is, it's bad. It's like somebody took a dump on top of a ceiling fan, and somebody wrote pongan papel with their hands with shit.
What does that mean?
Like put paper. Like we need toilet paper, basically, with shit on the wall.
Like SOS.
the trash can was full all the way to the top, God. And the receptacle, the bowl, mm-hmm. had like that much water in it, and it was mostly urine. And it was just bad. And I was like, oi! And I wanted to take a dump, but not that bad. So I had to, you know, abort.
Yeah.
So I walked out. My friend Jaramillo walks in like nothing. He's like, hey, warn him, like, dude, don't go in there. Walks in there. A few minutes later, he comes out, buttoning up his pants and putting on his gun and shit like that. He's like, come on. Dude, did you take a shit?
I have a feeling I know what he did. That's a good idea.
Did you take a shit in that bathroom? He's like, go check. And walk in there. He put a trash bag over the whole toilet bowl. And he made a void with the trash bag in the bowl. And that's where he shit.
That's smart.
Dude.
So did he cut a hole at the bottom? And so like the poop would flow through?
The poop would go through, but nothing would splash back.
That's fucking smart. I'm going to carry a trash bag now. That's what I should have had in... Where was it? Guadalajara or Mexico City? Was it Guadalajara that had the really bad bathroom?
Dude, we went to that supermarket.
Yes.
Dude, for people from Mexico that know what I'm talking about, Eddie tried to take a shit at a bathroom in Mexico City at an Aurrera, which is like, it is a ghetto Walmart.
It's like Timu Walmart.
Dude.
They had a security guard with this old ass Remington shotgun. Like that, he was just like right there in front of there. It cost 5 pesos to use the toilet.
And they give you like a square.
They give you one square of toilet paper. Like, bro, I don't use this much to sneeze. I'm going to need more than that.
And there's no toilet seats.
No. Well, some of the toilets had toilet seats. The one that was open for me to use had no toilet seat.
You came out of that and said, Ed, no.
Yeah.
They had to take you to a restaurant. Yeah. And then you had to buy.
I bought some cookies.
You had to buy cookies so you could.
And that was such a great restroom. Like, it was like fucking immaculate,
but you have to buy it. It cost you.
Yeah, it was. I was perfectly fine with that.
Ugh, man,
but that trash, I'm totally now going to carry a trash bag because of that. That's a really good idea.
It's a revelation.
Yeah,
but
if you got nothing else from this episode, we should do Sneak Reaper branded trash bags because everybody's going to carry one now.
It's good for that, or if you shit your pants to cover your seat so you can drive home.
Yeah.
And crying.
That's a. So what's are you using like the contractor like 55 gallon trash bags?
Yeah,
that is now becoming part of my kit. I mean legit because like if there's like if you have to take a I mean there's some places where you just can't go outside and shit. Like if you're like you said you're at a gas station you're like I can't go shit behind the building and you've got to do it like just put the trash bag over everything. That's such a solid idea.
Another thing I saw him do, he tied the trash bag to the door of a car. So he opened the door and he put one trash bag as a blind so he could be between the door and the car, and the other trash bag he tied to the
so
seat and the
trash
and the
bags.
Door, and he made like a bag so he could just shit there and
fuck.
Dude, I think he worked as a long haul trucker for a bit or something like that. That's probably where he got some of that.
Is he still around?
He's been gone for a few years now. Oh. But it's fuck.
Man, I'd love to hear his stories.
he
could have wrote a book.
You want me to tell you another Jaramillo story?
Yeah.
These are horrible stories, by the way. Jaramillo was a good guy. That's not his real name, by the way. People were trying to I'd change his name because I don't know if his family's out there somewhere. We would this is a very different me. And
is he older or younger than you?
He's 12 years younger, older than I am. We would get paid, and we would go and get shit-faced. Like we wanted to avoid reality, mm-hmm. right? We were under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. Like, whenever we would get like, hey, you guys have like 4 days to just chill out. Oh, cool.
You were his superior or?
Nah, we were like on the same level for a while, and then I became his boss. But it didn't matter that I was his boss because he knew that I shit my pants. He knew all these things about me. So we would get drunk all the time, so it didn't matter. We went to this horrible bar called La Estrella, the Star. Back then you would go to that bar and people would leave their people that were in construction would leave like their tools outside. And just go and get shit faced inside and come out and just pick up their shovels. It was a dive bar. Cheap though. I would get so drunk there that I would teleport. You know, have you ever teleported?
No.
You're like there drinking.
Maybe I have, yeah.
You're there drinking at the bar and all of a sudden you close your eyes and you open them and now you're in front of your house.
Oh.
You have no idea how you made it there.
I have a story like that, but I think it's the aliens.
well, there's no aliens here. There was a lot of Pacifico and a lot of Tecate and a lot of alcohol. So I teleported from this bar to.
So you don't even know how you got home.
I have no idea. So we would rent a house, and some of us weren't from the city that we were working in. So we would rent this big house, and like a lot of us would live in this fucking this house, and a lot of us would live there. So we would keep our shit safe. We would shift, and somebody was always there. This time, nobody was there. We got to the house, and we couldn't open the fucking door. At some point, somebody lost the keys, and we were outside this fucking house. And we wanted to piss.
Why didn't you just pee outside?
This is what happened, right? So we wanted to piss, and it was somewhere around downtown Tijuana that we were renting. And there's people walking around, shit like that. So. They're looking around, so we just wait for people to, be out of the way. And I took out my gun because we would go out drinking with guns.
Yeah.
So I take out my gun, I take off the light, the stream light out of my gun, yellow ass light, and I just shine it and I'm just trying to piss in the bushes, and I'm just relieving myself. Jaramillo's doing the same thing behind me. And all of a sudden Jaramillo's like, no. No. And I'm like, Jaramillo, what's wrong? Oh, there's something wrong. Algo está mal. What the In my mind, I'm like, what's wrong, Jaramillo? He's passing a stone, maybe?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I walk over and he turns around, right? And he's just pissed his pants. And his zipper's down. And he's like, what's... I'm shining my yellow-ass, dim-ass stream light at him. And he's like, algo está mal. And I'm trying to fucking figure out what's going on. De Jaramillo, te miaste, you pissed your pants. And he's like, I think my dick's blocked and I have a hole in my balls. I was like, yeah? I think my dick's blocked and I have a hole in one of my balls. And I couldn't understand what he was saying until I looked closely at him. He pulled one of his balls out to pee. and he pissed himself. And he was afraid that he... And he was afraid that his dick was blocked. And then he had a hole in one of his balls. I had to explain to him that balls...
So you look down, you just see a ball hanging out of his pants. Oh my God. I would love to be that drunk.
He was worried. He was really...
Oh my God.
He was really...
So what'd you tell him?
I couldn't breathe laughing, dude. I couldn't breathe.
Oh my God.
And he was like, why are you laughing? He's like, dude, you pulled your ball up to me. He went into the
your eyes are red now. Laughing.
We eventually jumped the fucking fence and figure out how to pop the front fence open. I'm laughing all throughout this, and I'm trying to open the door, and I managed to open the door in my own way.
Yeah.
And when I turn back, Jaramillo's like with a garden hose, just
choking himself,
trying to clean himself off.
Oh my God.
He slept on the couch like Winnie the Pooh.
Just no pants.
No pants, just a white t-shirt. This Jesus. Is white beater on.
Oh, that's fucked. I did
God
something
bless,
like that.
God bless you wherever you are.
Yeah.
Wherever you are. I know you're up there somewhere, hopefully up there. And if you're not, then wherever you are, I'll go visit you soon. Whenever I think back on those fucking times, yeah, those were like the happy.
Those were your good old days.
Those were my good old days, man. I was like a horrible alcoholic, but I didn't realize it. I thought, oh, everybody drinks like this, you know. And it's like I was at alcoholic level shit that was going through back then.
At least it was funny though.
Oh yes, it was.
I had one, wasn't as great as that, but it was a Halloween party, and I was in my like movie accurate Ghostbuster costume, and it's got, you know, it's a jumpsuit, so like, you know,
yeah.
So I have to piss, and I'm like, fuck.
You have to,
and you know, once you break the seal the first time, like when you're drinking and you go pee, like now you have to go a billion times, right? So I'm like, I gotta go. And so I'm like taking off the goddamn proton pack. Then I'm taking off like the utility belt that has like, it's all movie accurate shit. And then I'm like trying to unzip myself out of here. But the zipper stops at like your belly button. So it's like, how am I, you know, and you're drunk. So like, you're like trying to lift it up over the, you know, pissed all over myself, all over the bathroom. Like, and at this point, like you're trying to lift it up. So then like you're, thing is like pointing upwards, so now you're like pushing it down. It's just a fucking mess.
I mean, but you're is like it's like ammonia, right? There's nothing wrong with it, but you don't want to, you know.
Mine was like mainly Bud Light, I think. I don't know.
when it starts coming out just clear.
Yeah,
just
it was liquid. Just clear. And then so the second time I'm like, fuck it, whatever. I zip it all back up, put it all back on, go back out there like nothing. And just hoping it would dry. And then the next time I go to the bathroom, I walk in and my sister-in-law is like banging my friend's cousin. Like, dude, you know what he did? He went inside my bedroom at this house and like got one of my socks, and like that's what he finished in, because apparently I don't know why. I was like, why the fuck is my sock, why is there one of my socks on the counter here? And I pick it up and I'm like, fucking assholes. Scumbags.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad we're better now? Aren't you glad that we recovered from all this and we're like better people now?
I don't think kids have experiences like that anymore. You think they do?
Shitting their pants and like,
dude, I don't know. I don't know if my son will ever have like experiences like that.
I mean, hopefully, we've killed a lot of generational curses on our end, so that they're not binge drinking or doing that stupid shit. Hopefully. Yeah.
That's mainly how that was. That was
hopefully drinking. I'm enough of a warning or enough of a cautionary tale to my kid that is like, I don't want to do that, probably.
Yeah, kids, don't drink. It's not fun at all, and it's bad for you.
we apologize for these horrible stories and this graphic detail. Look at this. There's a giant flame here.
Holy shit. What is going on?
I think we conjured the spirit of...
Oh, god damn, it's hot.
Of course it is. It's fucking
flame. I didn't want it to melt Skeletor.
I think it already did a little bit. I think that was I think we just conjured the spirit of somebody.
Dude, I burnt the shit out of my finger.
Well,
I guess they want us to stop talking about poo.
Well, with that said, and with that,
yeah, it's time to. We went into this episode not having. We just basically wanted to
embarrass ourselves publicly.
Yes,
to the masses.
Yes, thank Otter Bushcraft for our snacks. So, like,
how did we go from reviewing Bieber nuggets to shitting our pants?
I think it's food and waste. And although now one thing I do have to say, because somebody keeps looking at me, normally we do not do like shout outs. I mean, I'll do whatever. I don't give a shit. But Señor, hold on. Señor Diego.
Yeah. Señor Diego.
Tienes tu papi. Mi Diego.
Saludos, Diego. Well, this is a horrible show.
Meet Papi Diego.
All right. With that said, with that shout out, and if you guys want us to review food and then talk about shitting our pants,
or
again,
furry costumes,
or furry costumes, you just want furry costumes.
We will review anything you guys send us that I can bring to Mexico.
You are
invoking. We'll review stuff. Yes. We'll review stuff that, God, my finger is, I think I got a blister. We'll even do, like, if you want to send us something just that I can't,
send us things.
We like mail.
Yeah, sure. Cool. Send us something you want to review.
Like furry costumes.
God damn. All right. Furry costumes.
Wait, you see what I bought.
Oh no. We're probably going to see this on the next show, but whatever.
Probably.
All right. Catch you on the next one.
Bye.